This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another show. Fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So dial on in and bring up anything you want. That is how the show works. In the meantime, we bring up what we find interesting. And I spotted an interesting story over at Lou Rockwell the other day on their blog, which is just a handy little resource. This one's from Baltimore, and it's one of those stories that just isn't that uncommon. Now, it's uncommon enough to be newsworthy in that this woman went to the news, I guess, and gave them the story, but I think this happens a little bit more often than is reported. Stories from Baltimore, or sort of. Anyway, former Baltimore resident Patricia Lee is from the Examiner, or examiner.com. Thought she left the Charm City for good when CSX Corporation relocated her to Jacksonville, Florida, a decade ago in 1997. But now, Baltimore City officials wrote to let her know they're still thinking about her.
Oh, good. Usually when the government's thinking about you, it's not a good thing.
Sure enough, a parking ticket issued on her expired Maryland tags in 2002, tags she took with her to Florida and stored in her garage, garnered Lee a shocking notice this month demanding roughly $1,100 in fines and penalties. The violation? Parking at an expired meter near Maryland General Hospital in Baltimore. Remember, she was in Florida as of 1997. She says, when I first got the notice, I thought it was a scam, Lee said in a phone interview from Florida. I was at my job in Jacksonville that day. Besides that, the tags had expired. Shocked, Lee requested a copy of the ticket. Issued by an agent, Epps, the ticket alleges Lee was illegally parked on the morning of January 4th, 2002. She says, they'd have to be crazy. I was down here in Florida in 2002.
Can you prove where you were at the time, citizen?
Right. The hefty bill's now in the hands of a collections firm, which was hired by the city to pursue parking scoff laws. Taking matters into her own hands, Lee sent a letter to the inspector general from her employer verifying she was at work in Florida the day the ticket was issued. She also has appealed her case to the collections firm. She says they told me to ask for a court date and tell it to the judge.
Well, oh, that's great. Now you can go to Baltimore and have a court date. Oh, how about they just bring the court down here to Jacksonville where I am?
Well, it doesn't work that way. Now,
no, it doesn't seem to work that way, no.
She says, you have to be kidding. I'm supposed to travel to Baltimore from Florida to fight a $23 ticket? Baltimore City Department of Transportation officials said they would investigate the ticket, but could not respond by press time. Because you know how those bureaucrats, they just have so much to do with their days. And they
busy.
Right. They've got priorities. Meanwhile, Lee said that...
Just out of curiosity, what can happen to one if they don't pay their parking ticket?
You know, that's an excellent question, and Julia and I were talking about that today because we got sloppy when we went downtown in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, and there are parking meters all over the place. And we got sloppy. Normally, we look around for the parking lady to see if she's somewhere when we zip in and zip out of a store.
So I was coming up one of the streets, and you can usually catch her when she's walking down the street the opposite direction or something.
But we forgot to even think about it, and so, of course, today was the one day in 2 years that we got caught. I got popped for one a couple of years ago. It was the first time Julia had gotten one in 2 years. So the fee is $5, and now we're wondering, well, have we parked downtown 100 times in 2 years? Have we actually made, you know, have we saved enough money from all the times that we've parked to where if we paid this $5 fee, we'll actually still be paying less than we would have paid?
I've calculated, and it comes out to be yes. It's more, I save more money by not putting money in the meters, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, because the fines are low enough. And
if you're just doing an in and out, if you're going to sit there for a while, then you probably should put some money.
Yeah, if you're in there for over an hour, you're definitely going to get caught, at least here. But for the most part, if you're doing an in and out, I've found that I save money by just chancing it and getting a ticket once in a while.
Hmm. So the question, of course, is what happens if you don't pay the ticket, though, right?
Right.
You know, I know there's somebody here in New Hampshire that had acquired a whole bunch of tickets, and I don't think a boot or anything like that was ever put on his car, but I could be wrong.
Well, it's a matter of where is your car at the time. And I've always wondered about this boot thing. Someone comes along and puts some device on my car. Can I cut it off, leave it there on their doorstep, plank, throw it off at the police station?
Yeah.
You know, how easy is it to cut off one of those things?
Maybe if you have the boot key. I think this really depends where you live, because bureaucrats are bureaucrats, and they're not going to do more work than they have to do. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, the parking lady, for her to go out and make a big deal about someone not paying their ticket, she's probably not going to make a whole lot more money off that. She's not going to get much out of it. So I think it depends. Somewhere in a bigger city, there would probably be more repercussions where they're going to heighten the fine to hundreds and hundreds of dollars or something.
I know the fine goes up. I know that much.
Yeah, it goes up to, I think, $100 here in Keene is the max cutoff.
But if you don't pay it, are they going to suspend your license? But my license is from Florida.
It's not a moving violation.
No, it's not a moving violation. I don't think they could suspend your license.
They could keep you from registering a new car, maybe. But
great, I don't plan on doing that.
What about credit? In this case, there's a collections company coming after you.
Oh man, you're right. Government agencies can affect your credit.
I'm just asking. I don't know the answer to that.
Mm. Well, if you do, we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you're a law enforcement officer, and you can help give us a little bit of insight. 800-259-9231. But this lady is facing $1,100, a little bit more than the $5 ticket that I received.
It's all late fees, which really stinks.
Yeah. She says that despite plans to visit Baltimore soon, she has reservations about the town she used to call home. She says, it's just laziness. My tags have expired, and furthermore, the ticket looks like it was written over. They need to be more thorough, she says. Maybe they messed up. Maybe they got, one letter off on the tag.
Yeah.
And
why couldn't that happen?
Right. So there you go. How do you feel about that?
I think I'd just throw that away if I was her and try to stay away from Baltimore.
Well, right. Yeah, you stay away from Baltimore, there's not much they can do.
But if it does affect your credit, that could be quite a big deal.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I wonder how do you... I understand there's a process to challenge things that are on your credit report. Is it more difficult to challenge governmental entities reporting to your credit report?
Seems to me I didn't enter into a contract. Parking in that space, I don't know that that's entering into a contract.
Yeah, is the credit company going to, the credit reporting agency going to care about that?
I don't know.
So many questions. No answers, unfortunately. We don't have answers for you on this. Would love to hear your answers, though, at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. I'm being told that a government fine, this from our boys over at SACL CAI, a collections agency.
Doesn't do this kind of collections?
Okay.
Would never consider doing this kind of collection.
Well, anyway, he's telling me that the fine cannot affect your credit if it is under $50.
If it starts under $50?
Yeah, it's going to go above $50.
Right, late fees.
Yeah. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, as always. Lots of stuff to talk about here. And this is a huge problem. People around the country are being impoverished by these government tickets. They're just sucking your wealth out of you. And they didn't do anything to earn this money. And it doesn't really, you're right, Mark, there is no explicit contract as far as it doesn't say on the actual parking space what the punishment will be. I was at a restaurant the other day.
Half the time it doesn't say when you're supposed to park, when you're allowed to park there and when you're not.
I was at a restaurant the other day, private parking spaces, and there were the little to-go spaces. You'd go and you'd park at the little to-go space if you were just running in and running out. And it said on the sign that, you'd be towed by the company you'd be towed by, and then it said your car would be crushed and melted. Now, I don't know if that was a joke or not, but I took that seriously. Like, whoa, I am not parking in those spaces.
I wouldn't park there anyway. Just for the chance.
Well, hey, at least they said where they're going to tow your car. When the government bureaucrats tow your car, they don't let you know where it's going to be.
You got to chase it around town.
You got to call the tow companies until you find which one they called up to tow your car, so...
It's just a nightmare. And people, this is $1,100 that this woman should be able to keep. And for all you know, the government's going to say, well, a number's a number, lady. We've got your car. This is your car. You're telling us you weren't there. For all we know, you're just in cahoots with your company.
How can she prove where she was on January the 2nd, 2002, or whatever it was?
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Things found in your car's trunk: jumper cables, tennis rackets, roller blades, and children. Children? True, they don't belong there, but can get trapped. When I come back, I've got a prevention and a cure.
Did you know that transmissions and differentials don't have a cooling system? It's true. And since heat decreases equipment life, it's important to upgrade lubricants throughout your drivetrain. Royal Purple has an entire line of lubricants designed to improve performance and extend the life of your car. Go to royalpurple.com for more information about Royal Purple's unsurpassed performance and protection, or to find a Royal Purple dealer near you. That's Royal Purple, the performance oils that outperform.
Sure, our trunks get littered with summer playthings, but don't let your kids be one of them. According to Trunk Releases Urgently Needed Coalition, 11 children died last summer after accidentally locking themselves in. Prevent your child from becoming a statistic. Always lock trunks and arm kids with facts. Tell them they could die from being trapped. A cure? This year, Fords, Lincolns, and Mercurys have emergency trunk releases on all applicable vehicles. Now, go enjoy summer drives with your kids buckled in the passenger caddy. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include live streams. So we've got a broadband version and a dial-up version, both free for you. Head on over there and take advantage of them at freetalklive.com. Plus, President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose which event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org and then get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. In fact, we were talking a moment ago about a very just sad kind of outrageous story about a lady who moved out of Baltimore and then a decade later got a parking ticket sent to her, which apparently actually was issued to her 5 years after she left Baltimore, and so it's been accruing interest for the past 5 years. So it was a $23 parking ticket that is now an $1,100 parking ticket. And we're asking the question about credit reports because, you know, the issue is, well, if you ignore this, then they're going to report it to the credit agencies. So you can't just ignore this. Something has to be done about this parking ticket. And she's trying to fight it. She's trying to prove she was in Florida. But they're claiming she needs to come up to Baltimore to fight it in court.
Right. So she's going to spend an incredible amount of money flying up there, getting a hotel room and waiting around for the bureaucrats to say, okay.
So I got a little bit more information here over the break. I'm told that you can dispute the charge if it's reported to the credit agency just like any other debt. And just like any other debt, the bureaucrats will have to respond to the dispute within 30 days or it must be removed from your credit report. But what if they've sold it to a collections agency? Is it then the collections agency who has to respond or the originators of the debt, the bureaucrats themselves? So many questions.
I don't know.
If you know the answer, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Rich in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Well, hello. I'd like to weigh in on the parking, that parking ticket situation.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I believe the answer to the question is that once the debt is sold to a collection agency, it's their responsibility to prove that you actually owe it. And based on what you've told us, it sounds like she's trying to prove her innocence rather than demanding that they prove her guilt. And so basically what you do is you say, okay, I'm in receipt of this bill or ticket or whatever, thank you very much. It's not my intent to defraud anybody. But, if you can prove that I actually owe this, if you have any factual basis to your claim that I was actually in this place, et cetera, then I'll gladly pay it. And if I don't hear back from you within 10 days, we'll consider the matter settled, and it'll be understood that I owe nothing.
Well, now, the collections agency is going to respond and say, well, we have the proof. Here's the ticket. Right?
They would have to do, I think, more than that. I know I actually did use this type of method.
And how'd it go for you? Because I've heard about it, and I'm fascinated by it. I think it's very interesting. And the basic idea is that, yeah, okay, you say I owe these taxes. Well, where's the evidence that shows that I agreed to pay you these taxes in the first place, right? That's the basic premise.
Yeah. Basically what happened was, well, you see, I travel in a car that is owned by a trust. And the trustee is in Montana. And so it still has Montana plates and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I got a parking ticket. I got it sloppy, and I forgot to feed the meter.
Here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, in Plymouth, actually. And so I got a ticket, and basically what I did was I drafted up a letter, and what happened was they sent it immediately to a collection agency in California.
Really?
Basically, yeah, with an official-sounding name on it, like
Government Collection Agency.
Yeah, exactly. Or they didn't use the word collection agency, but I could clearly see that was the role that they were playing in California for a New Hampshire ticket. So basically, there was another twist. The person who issued the ticket apparently neglected to sign it, and there was actually a spot on there for the signature, and there was none.
Huh. Oops.
So I basically said, well, where's the signature, and what contract have I signed? What contract do you have with my valid signature on it that binds me to such an obligation? If I don't hear from you within 10 days, I'll consider the matter dropped.
Awesome. And what happened?
Well, it's interesting. What happened was I didn't do what they instructed, which was to go on their website to challenge it. What I did was I had the letter sent directly to the collection agency. Meanwhile, the Plymouth Police Department sent another letter saying, well, you didn't pay the ticket in time, so we're increasing the fine to $45 from $15. Now, obviously, $15 is not a big deal, so we're not talking about, the big deal of losing $15. It's the principle.
It's the principle, sure.
Sure.
You didn't sign any agreements. And if you, for instance, if you had gotten a New Hampshire's driver's license, then they could maybe make the argument, well, you did sign this. Of course,
right.
That
so
could, you could also argue you were under coercion, but you,
right.
you know, you weren't.
Right. So basically what we did was we drafted another letter, sent it directly to the police department with all the proof that we'd already contacted this collection agency with a check for $45. But we stipulated both in the letter and on the check that this, you know, permission is granted for you to cash this check provided that you prove X, Y, and Z. And they never did.
They didn't try to cash the check anyway?
That's right.
I'm baffled by that. I can only imagine if you send a check to a government agency, they'd cash the check and then say, yeah, well, whatever, you and your silly little letter.
Right. Now, to get more information about this, about how to deal with debt collectors and how to deal with the law, period, I recommend the work of Richard Cornforth. And he's got a website, it's richardcornforth.com, and I've attended one of his seminars. And he is a legal researcher, and he has an incredible track record for going after corrupt judges and corrupt lawyers and teaching people how to use the legal system properly.
Well, as I understand it, and this is something that has fascinated me for quite a while, and when I ran across the concept, and let me run by you as the way I understand this, Rich, and make sure that we're on the same page, or you can correct me, because it sounds like you've done far more research than I have here. But as I understand it, when the government presents you with a parking ticket or whatever kind of ticket, for instance, they're saying to you that they give you these supposed options. You know, you can pay the ticket or you can challenge the ticket. And then, of course, there's a third option that you always know you can ignore the ticket. But what you're saying and what this viewpoint is that there's a fourth option that no one wants to tell you about. And that is that there's this discussion phase, right? To where if you pay the ticket, well, obviously you're accepting the claim and you're paying it out. If you challenge it, then you're going into this conflict phase where you're getting into an issue with the state. But if you discuss the ticket, which is what you're doing, you're saying, well, hey, look, okay, this is fine. I'm certainly willing to pay if I owe this. All I need you to do is prove to me that I owe it to you. And
yes,
you're entering
right.
in this discussion phase. I want you to tell me if I'm on target here. Hang on. We're going to bring you back, okay? 800-259-9231. And fascinating. Finally meeting somebody that's actually tried this and apparently has had success. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987. You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. You can go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, so have you ever gotten a ticket and wondered if there was any way to actually get out of it without having to go to court? According to the man we have on the phone, and according to some of the things I've read online, there might actually be. His name is Rich. He is a Free State Project early mover in New Hampshire. Rich, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
All right, so let me once again recap this, as I understand it, for people that might just be tuning in. If you get sent, for instance, a ticket or some sort of fine, the government claims that you only have certain options. You can challenge it, you can pay it, and then, of course, you can pretend it never happened and ignore it and wait and see what they do to you. But there's a fourth option they don't tell you about, and that is that you, before you enter into conflict with the government, you can discuss what they're claiming. You know, because essentially it's them sending you an invoice. It's them saying, hey, you owe us this money. And so basically what you're saying you've done is that you've written them a letter saying, well, I'm happy to pay you the money that you claim I owe you, but I will require that you give me some proof or some evidence that I actually owe you this money, that I, for instance, signed some sort of agreement that said that I would pay you were I to park in this particular parking space or whatever the issue might be at hand, to demand more proof from them of this supposed contract that's between you, which, of course, there is no contract between you, at least not in your case. Your car's registered in Montana and you're living in New Hampshire. One could make the argument that people that have New Hampshire driver's licenses have agreed to all of this nonsense, and that might be a decent an argument. Then again, it is sort of a coercive situation. I'd like you to address that later if you can. But seeing as you're not even registered in the state, you've never signed an agreement with the state of New Hampshire to that end. And so you sent off this letter, and they never, if you put this line in there about it, well, if you don't respond within 10 days, then I'm going to consider this matter closed. And you said you've had success. Did I miss anything? Am I on the right track? Is that the discussion phase as I've heard it, or is it something different?
No, that's a very, very good summary of what happened. And, of course, the police department sent directly a claim that because the ticket had not been paid on time, they were increasing the fine by threefold. And at that point, we took it to another level, and we sent a check. But on the check and in the letter that we sent, we said, okay, you have permission to cash this check, provided that you prove X, Y, and Z. And here's the proof that we did, in fact, attempt to contact the collection agency that claimed that it's owned by a trust.
So what was it that you demanded of the police to prove X, Y, and Z, you said?
Show me a valid contract with my signature on it, binding me to such an obligation. Show me how this is a valid parking ticket when there's no signature in the signature place. And then sent them a copy of the ticket showing that, in fact, there was no signature.
Do you think that's what might have gotten you off? Do you think if there was a signature, this might have gone a different way and the police would have said, we're not playing this game with you. Who are you? What are you going to do if we do just cash this check?
That's a good question, and the answer is I don't know. I think the fact that there was no signature on it could only help.
Well, my ticket here is I've got a parking ticket from the city of Keene. It says Officer 145. There's no signature on this either.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But they had a place for a signature on that one.
Right, but as you said, even if there was a signature on the ticket, where's your signature, Rich?
Right.
What about that signature? Because a contract has to have two parties agreeing to it. There are certain steps. You have to be offered the contract. You have to examine the contract. You have to understand the contract. You have to come to a meeting of the minds, and then you have to sign the contract. I might even be missing a step in there somewhere, but basically there are some certain steps that you have to go through before you have a real valid contract, and even with somebody that has signed up for a driver's license, one could make the argument that they were not in full possession of the facts as far as they did not really understand the contract they were getting into.
Exactly. And you were not told that it's actually a voluntary contract. They don't tell you that there's a difference between driving and traveling. So I carefully choose my words, and I don't have a driver's license. Actually, what I have is a private issue international motors qualifications card, which is nothing more than an affidavit of competency.
Now, I've gotten a lot of those in my email box saying you don't need a driver's license, just fill out this X, Y, and Z here, and we'll issue one of these things. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but I'd be careful. It's really good to learn a lot before you take this step, because if you don't, if you're only half informed, you can get yourself in trouble. Now, I'm happy to say the truth is I haven't been pulled over for anything since I surrendered the driver's license assigned to my person back in 2005, February. So it's been 3 years, and I have yet to be pulled over.
So you said you surrendered your old Montana driver's license, but you still have this international driver's certification.
Yeah, it's just an international motors qualifications, and I very carefully prepared myself for the day if and when I'm ever pulled over, how to posture myself, what to say, what not to say.
Can you run us through that? What would you, how would you handle that?
Well, there's a lot to this. There's a lot to that it can be said about this.
We've got 3 minutes.
Yeah, there's no one right way to do this, but basically I would tell the officer I am not a resident. And of course, having a car with out-of-state plates is all the more convincing. And I don't have a driver's license. I work for an international company, and I don't have a driver's license. And so I would show them the International Motors Qualifications Card, which is a valid identification. It's an affidavit of identification and a certificate or affidavit of competency. And I would explain that the officer would say, what the hell is this, according to those who've gone before me. And I would simply explain, that's my International Motors Qualifications Card, and let him deal with it.
Yeah.
Likely will never have seen one of these before, not know that it isn't some kind of issued by some kind of government body, which is
right.
The only way something like this could be valid, because it's issued by a government body.
Right. So at this point, he goes back to his car. He does a background check. He finds that there's no warrant out for my arrest, and he also finds that I'm not in the system.
Yeah, he'll probably also just at that point say, you know, this sounds like more than my little pay's worth. I'm going to get a donut. Goodbye.
Right.
And leave.
At that point, he has a choice between arresting me, which he can really, legally, he can only do that if I've committed a jailable offense, like hit and run or drunk driving or, you know, reckless whatever. But it's either that or let me go. And, of course, one thing people forget to say to the cop is, may I go now? Dismiss yourself.
Well, this can be nerve-wracking. I know that whenever I'm pulled over, I think I'm going to do one thing, and I do, I'm way too nervous, and I do the complete opposite.
It definitely takes practice. And, of course, the more opportunities you have to interact with the police, the less you will view them as scary, though they always do have that gun on their hip.
I always do try to limit my interactions, though, not raise them.
Rich, how does one go about getting this certification you're talking about?
Well, the company that I got it from, actually, they quit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, the guy retired.
I see. We've actually been talking about this recently here at some of the meetings, the get-together social gatherings here in Keene, the Free State Project members and other liberty activists meeting and talking about, you know, some sort of private driver certification, some sort of identification card that we could create, you know, not involving state governments,
right,
to basically do what you're talking about.
Right.
And I'm very interested in that.
We could create our own.
Right. Well, I'd want it to look professional. Yeah, I think it should be for the whole free land of New Hampshire or something like that. But it should look professional. It should look respectable.
That's not going to fool any cop.
Well, anyway, hey, Rich, great call tonight, dude, and thank you very much for making it very informative. You can dial in too. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. If you ever had any experiences like Rich has, would love for you to add yours in here. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer? And you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a nice experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. We've got great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, original products you will not find anywhere else if you go there. So we've got T-shirts, we've got hats, hoodies, and more, all there at store.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. There was talk earlier about this gun situation that we're in, and I sent a letter to the Supreme Court. And I addressed it to all the judges. And
you're talking about the one in Washington, D.C., where they're possibly going to decide whether or not gun ownership is an individual or collective right?
Well, it's what I told them, is that the Second Amendment cannot be infringed upon.
Mm.
And so anyway, I addressed it to all the judges, and I said, you can lose your position as judge. I said, you've gone against your oath if you do anything, and I said, you also violate the Constitution.
But now who's going to relieve them of their position as judge?
They have to be somebody in the U.S. Attorney General's office has to go over there and remove them from their office.
Well, that's the problem, though, isn't it, Paula?
They don't care. They know the law.
Yeah, but they don't care about the law.
Wait a minute. I told them if they didn't do their job, they wouldn't have a job anymore.
Oh, that's right. It's when Paula's on the phone that all of a sudden they shape up, right?
The country has a right to say this because this is the law.
I'm with Paula. Hey, Paula, I have a question. When you're emailing or letter writing these people, are you doing it via snail mail and actually putting a stamp on an envelope?
First, and then I ask them to deliver it. I talk to the clerk of the court. I said, please give this to Judge Alito. I said, I will be mailing this, and I signed, you know, my family's name to it. And, I mean, the President Jackson's family, and they were very pleased I sent it. And,
Paula? Paula? Oh, no! They've gotten to her.
Finally,
this is what has gotten her.
Yeah. Well, you know, Paula, I appreciate everything that you do.
Sounds like she spends so much time contacting these people all day.
I'm glad someone's got the time for it. I know I certainly don't, and I also don't feel like it really does much of anything. So, you know, I'm glad she feels like it makes a difference, and if that's what makes her feel good on the inside, I think that's what she should do. You should pursue the path that makes you feel good.
If we were all making efforts as much as Paula is, then the country would be far different.
Yeah, if she was sending this in and so were 100 million other people in the United States, it might do something. But the fact that it's her and just a few other people is probably not going to do a thing.
Well, I mean, if there were 100 million people doing it, they wouldn't be able to open all the mail. So I don't know. There's a certain point of saturation at which it wouldn't matter anymore. I just don't know how seriously they take those messages. Yeah, I don't even know if they actually read them. I know some people do. I think the more local politicians, they're more likely to do it.
I think they have someone at least read the subject, because I always get form letters back that at least relate to. It's usually not spot on, but it relates to at least.
Yeah, but it's not the actual guy that's reading those. It's some staffer, right?
He has a stamp.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, hey, but if Paula, I would never stand in her way. If that's what she wants to do, if she feels like it, you know, makes her feel good inside, she should absolutely pursue that path. 1-800-259-9231. And the same thing applies to those people that want to go, march in Washington, D.C. If that's going to make you feel good on the inside, please go and participate in it. And maybe I'll be wrong, and it will actually make a difference. Maybe the news media will salivate all over the event and report and give you all kinds of free coverage. I hope that happens. I really do. And, of course, we'll continue to bring you updates as they occur. Is there someone there?
Sounds like Paula.
Yeah,
Paula?
I'm still here.
There she is. Oh, my goodness.
There's
you've
something
returned.
I wanted to say, okay? My family helped write the Constitution, okay?
Good for you.
And
yep.
So, I mean, I'm having to stand up for this country, and, I mean, I'm fighting with everything I've got. I got the surveillance bill stopped.
God
now,
bless her.
What they're doing now is they're keeping track of who everybody's calling. And if you call so many times, you're going to get in trouble. Anyway, I'm trying to get this stopped right now. Hmm. And I called representatives yesterday.
Well, Paula, good luck. Thank you for the call tonight, as always. 800-259-9231.
Hey, what happened to the audio there?
I don't know. It's just weird. You know, she lives in the middle of Florida. Anything can happen out there.
That's true. Florida's having some floods right now.
I heard they had a power outage earlier today. Anyway, let's continue the crazy Department of Motor Vehicle stories, since we're on that topic this hour. The Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. It's not the department there. It's the bureau. Apparently in Lake Station, a retired steel worker and longtime Indiana resident must change his name if he wants a driver's license, says the State Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
How old is this man?
65 years old.
He's got to change his name.
His name is Francisco Mendez, and the BMV informed him that he had to change his name from to Francisco Mendez Vail to match his birth certificate, even though he follows the custom of his native Puerto Rico and does not use his mother's family name.
Right. Vail is not his last name, even though it looks like it might be from our custom.
In many Spanish-speaking parts of the world, children are given both the father's and mother's family names, but generally only use the paternal name. He says, I've been Francisco Mendez for 65 years, said Mendez, who was born in Puerto Rico and raised in Gary, Indiana. I served in the military with that name, and I retired from U.S. Steel after 35 years with that name. The BMV, however, refused to issue Mendez a license because the name on his birth certificate did not match U.S. Social Security Administration records,
and they don't have to,
which do not include the name Vail. He was required to present his birth certificate when he applied for an Indiana driver's license in December because he had an out-of-state license. The BMV said the birth certificate is in your name. Said the spokes bureaucrat there. It's the ultimate identifier. But you can go to court and change your name. However, BMV officials were meeting to research the law, said one of the bureaucrats. We want to make sure if there is a policy change, it's one that can... Damn, ads keep popping up. It's one that can be practically applied and not one that's going to put our customer service representatives in a difficult situation.
They call them customer service representatives?
Isn't that funny?
That's a damn lie is what it is.
The bureaucrat said in 2006, the BMV notified 206,000 Hoosiers, those are Indiana State residents, by the way, that information on their driver's licenses didn't match the federal database, and some 60,000 of those discrepancies were corrected. Mendez says records for property and cars that he owns are issued under the name Mendez. He's lived in Lake County for most of his life, except a 5-year stint in Las Vegas after retirement. And then Francisco Mendez said the BMV branch office gave him a handwritten note that said his application for a license was pending, but said the document might not be accepted if he was stopped by a police officer. He says, I served this country under my father's name. It's not fair now that they're making me change my name for some bureaucratic reason. Well, when is it ever fair, Mr. Mendez? I mean, they have the power, and they're willing to exploit it over you.
And what are they wasting their time doing this for? I mean, it's worked out so far for this guy. I mean, why now?
Terrorism, Toby. Everything changed after 9/11.
And this is what we're paying our hard-earned tax dollars for, is to employ people to go harass people like this poor guy?
Yeah, we need to match the feds.
Have they never seen a Puerto Rican in Indiana? I mean, I don't understand. This would not happen in
Florida?
In many states.
So it's happening there, and
I guess that's what these grants are going for. These Homeland
Security
yeah. grants are going to harass poor people like this.
Just another sad story of someone who is going to be forced to jump through a bunch of government hoops just to live his life in the way that he wants to live it. So sad.
It is.
It's time we just stop dealing with these bureaucrats. They do not have authority over you or I. They're just people. They're people who are claiming to have
clearly
power.
Unreasonable ones while you're at it.
What's that?
Clearly unreasonable people while
yeah.
you're at it.
Well, that's what power does. It goes to your head.
Yeah, I don't think any of these people normally would treat anyone like this. It's the job they have that gives them the so-called right to do this. They think they have the right yeah. to harass this guy. I don't think that if it was just them at a regular business, say they worked at a private business, I don't think that they would be treating people like this.
I just wonder, yeah, I think you're right about that, Toby. What would happen if this bureaucrat, as they were combing through their files, matching up names, what would happen if he came across, like, his mother's name? Would he just sort of adjust things in the computer for
right.
mom instead of sending her this harassing notice? How would he handle that?
I suspect that, yeah. and probably pretty close to true.
Right. That's because it's exactly what Toby said. In their personal lives, they're probably very amicable. They're probably very friendly with their close friends and their relatives, and they wouldn't think of hurting them or threatening them with violence. But when they're on duty, then it's their job. I'm just doing my job, you know. The law is the law. It says I have to send you this notice here, and you're gonna have to change your name, sir. Sorry.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Evening, Pete. Fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to tell you my experience with an old moving violation, traffic violation that all of a sudden came back to haunt me.
Oh, great. We're going to put you on hold and bring you back for that in hour two. So hang on, Pete. More with Pete, plus Josh is on the line in New Hampshire. We'll take your calls as well. You got a nightmare story or just something completely different that you want to talk about, make the call, and it goes 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. That's 1-800-259-9231.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.